New Jersey will elect a new governor on November 7th, and WNYC has been collecting questions for the two major party candidates. We've got a tool at WNYC.org/askthecandidates for you to submit a question, and WNYC's Nancy Solomon joins us now for an update on the project. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So how many questions have we received?
Too many.
I thought that was the point. You want questions.
Okay, so I'm kidding, but it's a little daunting because we've got some 400 questions.
400, that's a lot of questions.
Sorry. Fortunately for me, there's a lot of overlap and repeats, but there are some one-offs, like my personal favorite, how the candidates would support dairy farms.
Dairy farms in New Jersey. Tell us about that.
Well, I don't know anything about New Jersey dairy farms, but that's my point. It's unique. Another singleton is, did you vote for Donald Trump? We've also asked people why they're asking the question or why it's important to them, and the answer for that one is, quote, indicates the morals and value or lack thereof of the candidate.
Okay, so we have the dairy farm. What are the more common questions?
By far, issues about taxes or state finances, lowering property taxes, fixing the pension system, stopping the double and triple dipping of people who hold multiple government jobs, and lots of questions asking for specifics about how the candidate's promises will be kept, and if they aren't, would they pledge not to run for re-election?
And after tax and budget issues, what else?
I was surprised at how many questions we got about the environment. This, of course, spans a wide variety of issues, climate change, clean drinking water, preserving the pinelands and the highlands, pipeline construction, pollution. There were fewer questions about education funding and school district mergers. I was a little surprised by that. There were lots about the need for affordable housing, but there were also many saying that the questioner objected to the requirement that each town build affordable housing and that it was changing their towns in the way people don't like.
I understand that we'll have all the answers in our voter's guide that'll be ready by the end of the month.
Yep.
You got your work cut out for you. WNYC's Nancy Solomon, thank you.
Thanks, Richard.
And you can tell us your question by filling out the form at WNYC.org/askthecandidates.